in Taiwan. Legal challenges continue to last week's narrow election victory by President Chen Shui-bian, but it looks as though he will keep his office. And analysts say that one reason for that is that more people there are thinking of themselves as Taiwanese rather than Chinese. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Taipei.
It's language lesson time at the Ximen Elementary School in Taipei. The language these children are learning, though, is a relatively new one on the curriculum. It's Taiwanese, also known as Hokkien, a dialect of Mandarin spoken by some 70% of people on this island of 23 million. 20, even 15 years ago, children who spoke in Taiwanese would be punished, and there were no broadcasts or performances allowed either. When Chiang Kai-shek's Nationalist Party fled from mainland China in 1949, it enforced Mandarin as Taiwan's official language, in the belief that it was still the legitimate government of China. But China and Taiwan have now been ruled separately for 55 years. Taiwan democratized in the 1990s, and then 4 years ago, the Nationalist Party Blue Bloods, many of whom had fled the mainland, lost power to the Taiwanese-born Chen Shui-bian. He has no ties to the mainland like the Nationalists, and he has pushed even harder for Taiwanization. Fang Hui-qin is the head of Ximen School.
10 years ago and before, we didn't really focus much on Taiwan. We taught the children a lot of the history of mainland China. Nowadays, we focus much more on local customs. This means that children identify with Taiwan, this island where they were born and grew up.
Getting people to identify with Taiwan was one of the main strategies that won Chen Shui-bian the election. And it worked especially well with young people who have fewer links with the mainland than their parents and grandparents. Taiwanization is pulling the island ever further away from the mainland and acts as a balance to the increasing economic integration caused by Taiwanese investment in mainland China. As a young man, 48-year-old Chen Mingjiang used to disappear to the attic of his parents' house in order to sing songs in Taiwanese in secret. As democracy emerged in the early 90s, though, Chen Mingjiang's expressions of love for the island, which draw on folk tunes and aboriginal music, have become popular. So have other areas of native Taiwanese arts. One of his songs was used for a massive campaign rally held by President Chen Shui-bian just before the election. Chen Mingjiang says Taiwanese people used to be told by their authoritarian government that they were part of China. Now they're free to say they're not.
Taiwan is an immigrant society, like the United States. People went from England to America in the old days. That doesn't mean Americans are still English. With the Chinese who came to Taiwan, it's the same.
Many of President Chen Shui-bian's opponents would disagree. They may not want to unite with China now, but they stress the shared history and culture across the Taiwan Straits. But observers here say even the Nationalist Party candidate Lian Jian, who nearly defeated Chen, drew significant support largely because he too has become more Taiwanese. No one, it seems, can get elected in Taiwan these days without stressing their separate Taiwanese roots. And that does not bode well for relations with China. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Taipei.